I had a nightmare the night of Mom and Dad's funeral. I'd had nightmares and wild dreams every once in a while when I was little, but nothing like this one. I woke up screaming bloody murder, and I never could remember what it was that had scared me. It scared Soda Pop and Dairy almost as bad as it scared me. For night after night, for weeks on end, I would dream this dream and wake up in a cold sweater screaming. And I never could remember exactly what happened in it. Soda began sleeping with me, and it stopped recurring so often, but it happened often enough for Dairy to take me to a doctor. The doctor said I had too much imagination. He had a simple cure, too. Study harder, read more, draw more, and play football more. After a hard game of football and 4 or 5 hours of reading, I was too exhausted mentally and physically to dream anything. But Dairy never got over it, and every once in a while he would ask me if I ever dreamed anymore.
"Was it very bad?"
Two-Bit questioned. He knew the whole story, and never having dreamed about anything but blondes, he was interested.
"No,"
I lied. I had awakened in a cold sweat and shivering, but Soda was dead to the world. I had just wiggled closer to him and stayed awake for a couple of hours, trembling under his arm. That dream always scared the heck out of me. Dairy started to say something, but before he could begin, Soda Pop and Steve came in.
"You know what?"
Soda Pop said to no one in particular.
"When we stomp the Socs good, me and Stevie here are going to throw a big party and everybody can get stoned. Then we'll go chase the Socs clear to Mexico."
"Where are you going to get the dough, little man?"
Dairy had found the cake and was handing out pieces.
"I'll think of something," Soda Pop assured him between bites.
"You going to take Sandy to the party?" I asked, just to be saying something. Instant silence. I looked around.
"What's the deal?"
Soda Pop was staring at his feet, but his ears were reddening.
"No.
She went to live with her grandmother in Florida."
"How come?"
"Look,"
Steve said, surprisingly angry.
"Does he have to draw you a picture?"
"It was either that or get married. And her parents almost hit the roof at the idea of her marrying a 16-year-old kid."
17, Soda said softly. "I'll be 17 in a couple of weeks."
"Oh,"
I said, embarrassed. Soda was no innocent. I had been in on bull sessions, and his bragging was as loud as anyone's. But never about Sandy. Not ever about Sandy. I remembered how her blue eyes had glowed when she looked at him, and I was sorry for her. There was a heavy silence. Then Dairy said,
"We'd better get on to work, Pepsi-Cola."
Dairy rarely called Soda by Dad's pet nickname for him, but he did so then because he knew how miserable Soda Pop was about Sandy.
"I hate to leave you here by yourself, Pony Boy," Dairy said slowly. "Maybe I ought to take the day off."
"I've stayed by my lonesome before. You can't afford a day off."
"Yeah, but you just got back, and I really ought to stay."
"I'll babysit him,"
Two-Bit said, ducking as I took a swing at him.
"I haven't got anything better to do."
"Why don't you get a job?"
Steve said. "Ever consider working for a living?"
"Work?"
Two-Bit was aghast.
"And ruin my rep? I wouldn't be babysitting the kid here if I knew of some good day nursery open on Saturdays."
I pulled his chair over backward and jumped on him, but he had me down in a second. I was kind of short on wind. I've got to cut out smoking or I won't make track next year.
"Holler, Uncle."
"Nope," I said, struggling, but I didn't have my usual strength. Dairy was pulling on his jacket.
"You two do up the dishes. You can go to the movies if you want to before you go see Dally and Johnny."
He paused for a second, watching Two-Bit squash the heck out of me.
"Two-Bit, lay off. He ain't looking so good. Pony Boy, you take a couple of aspirins and go easy. You smoke more than a pack today and I'll skin you, understood?"
"Yeah," I said, getting to my feet. You carry more than one bundle of roofing at a time today, and me and Soda will skin you. Understood? He grinned one of his rare grins.
Yeah. See y'all this afternoon.
Bye, I said. I heard our Fords and thought, Soda's driving, and they left.
Anyway, I was walking around downtown and started to take this shortcut through an alley.
Two-Bit was telling me about one of his many exploits while we did the dishes. I mean, while I did the dishes. He was sitting on the cabinet sharpening that black-handled switchblade he was so proud of.
And I ran into three guys. I says, howdy. And they just look at each other. Then one says, we would jump you, but since you're as slick as us, we figure you don't have nothing worth taking. I said, buddy, that's the truth, and went right on. Moral, what's the safest thing to be when one is met by a gang of social outcasts in an alley?
A judo expert, I suggested.
No, another social outcast,
2-Bit yelped, and nearly fell off the cabinet from laughing so hard. I had to grin, too. He saw things straight and made them into something funny. We're going to clean up the house, I said. The reporters or police or somebody might come by, and anyway, it's time for those guys from the state to come by and check up on us.
This house ain't messy. You ought to see my house.
I have. And if you had the sense of a billy goat, you'd try to help around your place instead of bumming around.
Shoot, kid. If I ever did that, my mom would die of shock.